Welcome to OlaTalks.com Business Startup Edition here. My name is Ola. Today's topic is what business can a stay-at-home mom start? So I have an email question here today and let's dive into it, shall we? I love your videos. Thank you very much. I'm a stay-at-home mom with three kids, all below 7 years old. After finishing college, my husband and I got married. I had a part-time job at first, but we decided to just stay home while he goes to work. There's a lot of people out there like that, believe it or not. You know, we're in an age that a lot of women just want to work. You know, they want to be a career woman, and that's okay too. You know, but there's still a lot of people who want to do, want to make a better arrangement. Maybe not necessarily better, but for them, they feel like it's better for one party to stay home. Actually, there are people who actually have a reverse role in that. Actually, we have the men stay home while the wife goes to work. There's a lot of scenarios like that out there still, and clearly this is one of them. These days, I'm starting to feel a little unfulfilled with my life. I want to do something. That's something that's people like that have to watch out for. See, when you stay home and all you're looking at is just walls and just your husband, and you have to be careful because life can become complacent, it can become boring, and sometimes it shows up in the form of depression, it shows up in the form of crazy symptoms that you may not necessarily understand, and a lot of people go through that as well too. So when you decide to stay home, you want to be careful. If it's a woman that's staying home, you want to be more careful, because if all they do is take care of the kids, then it becomes a routine, and that can affect a whole lot of other aspects of life. So that's something to be careful about. But let's continue the email here. So she's starting to feel unfulfilled right there, okay? And, you know, sometimes if you've taken care of three kids, all below 7 years. That 7 years just went by, and all you can point to is just kids. Even though that's a great accomplishment, a person can feel less than what they actually are. It's all about the feelings, but again, our emotions drive us as human beings, especially from a woman's standpoint. But anyway, so she's starting to feel a little unfulfilled. Unfulfilled with my life. I want to do something. However, I don't want to be subject to a 9-to-5 lifestyle. I've been reading a lot and watching lots of videos online. Exactly. So, you know, boredom can create that, but there's nothing wrong with that. She's been educating herself. Thank God she's not watching viral videos of a dog peeing on a cat, you know. So, at least she's watching something educative. In fact, that's how I got to your video. Right? Good. So as a stay-at-home mom, what do you think is the best idea of a business to start from home that can build into something bigger by the time my kids are off to college? Yeah. Another thing I like about her is that she's thinking, these kids are 7 years and below. She's thinking a little bit more than 10 years ahead right now. So that's a good place. You know, if you don't want to think too much ahead in life anyway. You want to live in the moment, but also you want to plan for the future, right? So there's a balance between the two, right? But she's thinking 10, 11, 12 years ahead right now. She's thinking she can start something right now that can become big. And that right there tells me that she's in the right mindset, because a lot of people are starting things today and they're waiting for overnight success. They're trying to get rich quick. I don't teach get rich quick stuff here. I do teach get rich stuff, but not get rich quick, because there's no such thing anyway. There's work involved, but there's also getting working smart involved, you know. Most people I know in my personality work hard. So clearly there's a little bit more to working hard in order to be financially stable, financially secure, financially, you know, all those kind of things, right? There's a little bit more to it than just working hard. If all you do is just work hard, chances are you're just average, an average human being, right? Like most people. So everybody I know in my life, personal life, they work hard. But everybody I know in my personal life, most of them are not financially well off, okay? So she wants to know what she can do, by so that by the time that she can start building right now, and then you don't have to wait until 10 years before you can do well. But at least she's thinking, she's trying to play long, right? So I always recommend playing long. Thanks so much for all you do. Ciao. All right. So in order, I want to answer her question. I want to answer her question, the best way I can. Essentially, she's asking for business ideas. And I'm suspecting that she would not want to, she's not in a position where she can invest a lot of money. I personally think if you can invest $50,000 or less, then you're in a great position. You don't have to feel like you're investing your life savings. Anything less than $50,000 is a great place to start from. And there are ways you can start a business for $0 today, as long as you have a laptop and you have a roof over your head, you have some internet. You can start building a six-figure, seven-figure business from home. There are a ton of ideas like that. So I'm going to break it down to two ideas I'm going to give you right now, okay? That because again, I'm considering the fact that you have three kids, okay? That I'm considering the fact that she has three kids, and she probably still have to take care of the kids, but she wants something flexible because she doesn't want to be subject to 9-to-5 lifestyle, which I completely recommend. So she can still bring in, be productive, she can feel fulfilled, right, and build something massive at the same time, right? And there are three options that comes to mind. One of them may be a little bit out of the picture because all of this stuff needs time, okay? And the three of them is network marketing. Yes, network marketing. Second is internet marketing, okay? And real estate investing, okay? When I say real estate investing, it could also be real estate agency business, like being a realtor. But I'm going to remove the real estate part of it because the truth of the matter is that that can be time consuming. Never mind what anybody else tell you, you have to go show homes, you have to get on the street and all that stuff. It may be tough and you have to work with other people's schedule. But with network marketing, especially with internet marketing, you work with your own time. Essentially, the fortune is built after five, not during 9-to-5, in between 9-to-5, at your own schedule. So internet marketing is the best way I would recommend. Internet marketing can involve things like selling on eBay. You can buy things from thrift stores. You can buy stuff from garage sales, right, and list them on eBay. It can be something that simple, which can cost you $0 to start, to something a little bit more sophisticated, not necessarily complicated, because internet marketing can be extremely simple, especially in this time and age. When I say internet marketing, it can involve affiliate marketing. Essentially, it doesn't have to involve your own personal product. You can sell other people's product online and make a commission. People will pay you anywhere from 10% commissions of every sale to even 100% commissions on each sale. And sometimes people will pay you 100% commission of the sale on the front end, and then you don't make money because maybe the thing that you sold costs money every month. So, for example, there's a company out there that sells a membership where the membership is $40 per month. What they do is that you sell the thing, right? They actually pay you $80, double the money. They pay you $80 for every sale, right? And then the company can afford to do that because the cost of the service is actually $40 every month. So they pay you $80 upfront. They're paying you 2 months of the service every month as a commission. Then they keep profit on the back end. Why would they do that? Because you did the job of bringing the customer to the table. There are tons of opportunities like that online. And as a matter of fact, even Amazon.com allows you to be an affiliate. Like, in other words, you can grab a link, a customized link that's customized for you. And you can find ways to promote that, which we do some extensive training on marketing here. Marketing can cost you anything from $0 to as much as you want, as much as you can afford. Depends on where you are in your business, right? And you can essentially sell anything on Amazon.com for a commission. That's how Amazon built itself. They have something they call associate. Another word for it is affiliate. In other words, you make commission from selling stuff that's listed on Amazon.com. You can do that with ClickBank.com, right? There are a ton of places where you can grab products where you can sell. You can learn a few skills, to market online. You can market using videos just like this one. You can market using emails. You can market using what we call PPC, pay per click, right? Facebook simply allows you to put an ad on there and you pay every time somebody clicks. And what you're trying to do is make enough profit so you can offset all your costs and then make more profits over time. And the best way I recommend to do that is to build a list. You build a list. A list is an asset. It's a list of email addresses of people that are prospects that can potentially buy something from you. Okay, so I would definitely recommend internet marketing. Affiliate marketing is part of internet marketing, or network marketing. When you're going to do network marketing, I recommend doing it with an accent of internet marketing in it. I do not recommend chasing your family and friends around, or possibly chasing them away from you and trying to pass the product to them. I don't recommend it. Reason why I don't recommend it, because I don't like it personally. So I know people that have been successful doing that though, okay? I know people that make $300,000 a month doing that. I just choose not to do that because we're in a digital age and you don't have to do that. You can use tools like this. You can use a phone to record it, and you can talk to millions of people on the internet by learning a few skills here and there. All right, so hopefully that answers your question. So those are the best business ideas that comes to mind. Again, internet marketing, affiliate marketing, eBay, you know, things you can sell on Shopify these days. There's a website where you can create a store and you can sell stuff on there. And you can definitely do things around your passion, okay? So you may say, oh, but what about my passion? Yes, you can definitely choose products that's related to your passion, something that's related to your passion, because then it becomes a lot more easier. Because if you do something that you love, then you never have to work a day in your life anymore, especially with your own schedule, okay? So hopefully I answered your question a little bit. Obviously, going into more details on marketing, on how to find products beyond the scope of this video, but I do have, you can go to olatalks.com/mastermind and go through the free class. I get into a little bit more details on this kind of stuff in there, okay? Now, if you want me to answer your question, please feel free to send me an email at ask@olatalks.com. It will take me up to 5 weeks to answer your question because I get over 200 emails per day. However, the quickest way to get a hold of me again is to go to olatalks.com/mastermind. That's where you're going to have access to a free PDF, a free class, a free bunch of perks and stuff like that that can allow you to build a business and thrive from home, okay? So I do a free class up there, and you can attend one of those free class. And hopefully you've been enlightened today, and I will see you. Please consider subscribing to this channel, okay? Subscribe, because I release this video virtually every day, okay? So subscribe, share with a friend or family that you know may find this video useful, and hopefully I'll continue to serve you as well too. Thank you so much. I will see you on the next one. Peace.